and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
On a sunny and beautiful Friday, it's a gym class coming your way right here on KGYM, your local programming block getting underway through 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up on the show, Jeremiah Davis stops by. We'll talk local racing with him. And our Friday topic of the day as well coming up. What do you miss from sports in the past as far as items, memorabilia, etc.? We'll talk about that and get your thoughts about it as well coming up in just a little bit. We'll update you on the state baseball tournament, update you on softball as well. It's all coming up. Gym class for a Friday on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is a gym class here on KGYM for a Friday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Then he will step into the co-host chair coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. He and Alex will bring you the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way today again from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be the Nelson Cruz Show once again for you on 107.5 FM as the big bopping Minnesota Twins will take on my Chicago White Sox. You sent me a text very apropos last night. When are you going to stop pitching to Nelson Cruz? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, Nelson hit 3 home runs in his first 3 at bats, and all against Nick Giolito.
Yeah, he's not been real terrific over the last couple weeks.
With Barrios on the other side, looked like a pitching duel last night. But the Twins had other ideas, especially Nelson Cruz, and he had a shot for 4. He had 2 more at-bats after his first 3, but I couldn't knock another one out of the park. But kind of lopsided win for the Twins last night, and they'll go in game 2 tonight.
Yeah. Never know what'll happen, though, and that's the fun of baseball. You go from day to day.
Yep.
I'm going to bank on that a little bit. We are presented, as always, here on the gym class, and that is, of course, presented by our good friends at Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to catch a game after work. Get your weekend started, what have you. Stop on by. We encourage you to do so. Again, that is Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program each and every day for you right here on KGYM. And we've got one more opportunity for you to win 2 free rounds of golf. Be good for the weekend. Gonna be good for the weekend.
Yes, it is.
Gonna be a nice weekend. They're good for 2 free rounds of golf and a golf cart at either Ellis, Gardner, Twin Pines, or Jones, which is now 18 holes out there. The back 9 has been open this week. Hit around a bucket of balls, play together as a family, ask how you can receive a free round for your birthday, or reserve your tee time today by going to playcedarrapidsgolf.com. That's playcedarrapidsgolf.com. We'll give you a chance to win our final 2 free rounds coming up before 4 o'clock here today. Got a good show coming up, and some of it predicated on what we talked about yesterday, Mark, and that was the 1972 NFL Super Sticker Book that we talked about. So my good friend Scott Reed said, hey, you know what? That'd be a great Friday topic for you guys to talk
about. Thank you, Scott.
And I wholeheartedly agreed with him. So we're going to do that today, and it's kind of titled, What Items Do You Miss From the past, like that, like going to the DX in Hiawatha or on the southwest side or wherever it was, your neighborhood in 1972, and bugging your dad or mom to go get gas when it was a quarter or whatever it was per gallon, and so you can get stickers of your favorite NFL players at age 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. So we're going to talk about that today, and I think we're
going to
have fun.
Anything in sports.
Yeah.
Anything
any
in sports.
Item, anything, what, everything is up here.
Yeah.
So get your minds on that out there, and we'll do that coming up after we talk with Jeremiah Davis here in just a little bit. We got to start things off, though, with last night and the happenings down at the Koch Arena, the Roundhouse in Wichita, Kansas. The basketball tournament, the much-anticipated basketball tournament, Iowa United down there, the seventh seed, taking on the second-seeded Aftershocks, the former Wichita State players against former mainly State of Iowa players, mainly players from Drake, basically Drake is what it was, couple from Iowa, I think one from Iowa State, just one from Iowa State, correct?
Tyrus McGee.
Just McGee, who was really hot at the beginning. But I got to say, it was very intriguing, and it kept my attention for the full 90 minutes last night. What did you think about it?
Well, the Twins...
After the Twins got ahead by about 100.
Yeah. And I went back and forth because I was curious. There was the Iowa angle, which, of course, draws those of us in that live here and have followed these players. And I thought it was entertaining.
I did, too.
Could Iowa have put together a better team? Sure. It was what I mean, Nick Bear hardly played. Played a little bit. Matt Gaten's hardly played. Peter Jock didn't play. Probably for good reason because he's got a shot at the NBA. But,
correct. You mentioned Marcus Fizer.
Fizer didn't play.
No, he did not play as either.
But, I mean, they drew 9,000 people in Wichita, which probably isn't too surprising. They're very passionate about basketball in Wichita. I thought the caliber of play was okay. The officiating, I didn't
awful.
I didn't notice them.
If I had one problem, and we kidded around yesterday, are they going to call their own? They might as well have, because that was those guys should not accepted paychecks after that game. They were there to show who had the ball when it went out of bounds, because and it was both teams. They're early in the second half, Mr. Early. Former Wichita
Clay Anthony State, Early.
Clay yeah. Anthony Early. Good player. Very good player. But he took a swing at Reed Timmer. And nothing was called after they looked at it for 5 minutes. Jeff Warner was a little incensed, but
Coach
of Iowa United. If you're gonna have officials there, at least have them make a call or two. I mean, Timmer was grabbing Fran Camp. You might as well have just put a saddle on a guy in the second half when he was bringing the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was ridiculous. Other than that, I thought it was great. I thought it was fun. I would tune in again.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is a single elimination thing, so Iowa United is out, obviously.
No losing. $2 million.
No $2 million. I wondered about the Elam rule.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I and Alex had a conversation before the show, and after hearing what you guys say, it makes sense, I guess.
For this particular tournament,
if you're
it makes
not
sense.
Familiar, under the last TV timeout, you add 8 to the total of the winning team.
The leading team.
And the leading team.
Yes.
And whichever team reaches that total first is going to win, right?
Correct.
So 9 times out of 10, the leading team is going to win, which was what happened last night.
With Wichita.
And it's to avoid what?
Well, it's avoiding all the
fouls
the
at
hacking
the end of the game.
At the end of the game. And the shot clock stays on, so you can't stall. It eliminates stalling, and it eliminates hacking at the end. So I think for this particular event, it's fine. I don't want to see that come into regular play as far as the NCAA is concerned.
No.
What do you think?
Because if you're down 8 with 3:59 left, that's fairly easy deficit to overcome.
Right. It can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done. With this, it's not quite not quite as simple. What'd you think about it last night? Did you like it? Did you not like it? What do you think? 319-366-1600. That's the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. And that's also the subject of our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com.
It is indeed. Do you like the basketball tournament, TBT? Three choices, yes, no, or didn't watch. Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
What you think?
I'll watch it again.
I'll watch it again. Are you going to watch tonight when the D3 team takes on Syracuse? I'm pulling for the D3 guys.
I don't know if it's D3 guys or that's just the name of the
D3
team.
D3 guys. I mean, why would they name their team what they named it if it wasn't full of D3 guys? Now, remember, Le Moyne College beat Syracuse in an exhibition game the year last time Syracuse won the national championship. So it was a fun atmosphere last night. I put out on Twitter kind of and kiddingly that it was louder for that game last night than it was when Lute Olson's Hawkeyes went down there in the NCAA tournament in 1981 and got upset by Wichita. I will never forget that game, the year after Iowa went to the Final Four, without Ronnie Lester, but probably with a better team than they had in 1980, and proceeded to lose that game down at the Roundhouse.
Mm.
Lute was not happy with the officiating that night either, if I recall.
As was often the case.
As was often the case. 319-366-1600. What'd you think about the basketball tournament from last night? You going to keep watching? Gave our opinions on it. We're going to have Jeremiah Davis join us coming up here in just a little bit, and we'll get to our Friday topic as well coming up in a little bit also here on this Friday edition of the show. While we wait for your comments, get you updated on what's happening at state baseball, which is underway with 1A. Couple of games this afternoon, quarterfinals. Right now, Mason City Newman in the fifth inning leading Pekin. And that is by a score of 8-4. Earlier on today was Don Bosco getting a victory as Don Bosco knocked off Coon Rapids Baird. That by a score of 3-1. And then coming up tomorrow, it'll be the other two 1A quarterfinals. They split this up because mainly due to the fact the I-Cubs are still in town. And so they play Friday and Saturday in the afternoons, so they can take over in the evening. Al Burnett will play coming up tomorrow against South Winneshiek. Martinsdale St. Mary's will take on Remsen St. Mary's, and that will be tomorrow as well. And we'll talk about state softball in a moment, but texts are flying in, Mark. Fast and furious. You have them? You don't have them. You do? You don't. I can bring them up here if you like.
Why don't you do that?
All right. Are you frozen again?
I'm looking into D3.
Oh, you're looking at D3.
Fresh from Marion says, I'd love the target score idea in the basketball tournament. That's what we're talking about, the Elam rule.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. 2968 says he misses. Maybe they still make them. He's getting older. The old KRNA Iowa Hawkeye basketball posters. Denard lives on. I remember that one. Interestingly enough, our former president and owner, Rob Norton, was the one that came up with that idea.
He did indeed.
Yeah, very much so. And Lute was a big fan of those, by the way, back in the day. So thank you very much for those comments out there. 319-366-1600. So we got Fresh liking the Elam rule. And I don't know, who else liked the Elam rule? Did you hate the Elam rule? Like I said, I don't want to see it in regular season games, but I guess I didn't. I think it's very good for this format. $2 million. I'll just say this as well and move on very quickly. I'm very happy that Megan Gustafson did not take part in that game last night.
Yeah, there's no easy way to say it. Megan was scheduled to play before she got picked up on a second go-around with the Dallas Wings. And that's not the type of game she would have fit in well.
No, it was not going to be good. And that's That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. And I will move on because Shaq Morris was in there. Sturts was in there as well, 7-footer, and he was in there lowering his shoulder and taking space.
Right.
And it wasn't going to be good. So I'm just glad that it didn't go that
way.
I had
to look into the composition of the D3 team in the basketball tournament. It is indeed a squad of comprised of former Division III players.
Oh, love it. Love it.
For places like Bowdoin. A lot of these players have played overseas.
True.
Bates College. New Hampton School.
Not New Hampton, Iowa. Not the Chickasaws, by the way.
Amherst College. No Cohawks or Rams.
East Coast.
Yes. I'm
talking East Coast here. That's in Syracuse tonight, isn't it?
I think it is.
It
should be.
I think it is in Syracuse coming up tonight. All right, more on that coming up a little bit later on. 3:18, we need to get to Jeremiah Davis. Then we need to get to our topic as well, and we'll do that for this Friday. What sports items do you miss from yesteryear? And Cyclone Tim has already chimed in and said he also remembers the sticker books. So thank you very much, Tim. Take a break. Come back. We're presented by Third Base Brewery here on the Gym Class for a Friday, each and every day right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Blender Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Linder Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linder Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at LinderTire.com.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
More than just tires.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Back with you in the Gym Class here on KGYM for this Friday. Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. And we can get to our topic coming up a little bit later on. Jeremiah Davis set to join us right now. We'll talk a little bit of racing. And Jeremiah, of course, with the Inside Track. And follow that on Twitter. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. And Jeremiah, we'll ask you, there's a lot of... what do you miss from... the past, some items, like were you a collector of the small cars and things like that when you were growing up? Do you miss those?
Oh, absolutely. I had all of the Winter Circle, the old school Winter Circle 164th die-cast cars. I think I still have a whole case in my shop that I discovered when my dad was cleaning something out. I've got some old Dale Earnhardt, some old Richard Petty, some old Jeff Gordon. It was, I still have a lot of them, and I have a ton of 124 scale car die-cast cars too. So I love that stuff, and I kind of miss it. I wish I wish I still was a little more into it.
Did you ever have the football pajamas?
I had one of those, like it came with a helmet and the fake shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Halloween costume. I had a Bears one, and it was, this is a throwback, Eric Kramer, number 12, was the jersey.
Mark, do you remember Eric Kramer?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of the many quarterbacks that the Bears have had.
And he wasn't terrible.
No, he wasn't.
He was no Bob Avellini, but let's...
There you go.
Or Vince Evans or somebody like that.
We could go down this road along. We could waste our whole 10 minutes here, Scott.
I know.
Down Bears quarterbacks road.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. But a lot to get to as far as the racing world is concerned. And I guess we go back to last weekend and... I guess last Sunday morning, because that's when it ended at Iowa Speedway for the Iowa 300 over there for the NTT Data IndyCar Series. And good and bad aspects to that evening, certainly. You were there. You made it through. They should have handed out medals or something like that for people that stayed away. But you know what? That was not a bad crowd for starting that race at almost 11 o'clock at night.
You know, by my very, 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 very amateur crowd estimate ability, it was about as many left at the end of the IndyCar race as was there for the Xfinity race almost a month ago. It looked like a very similar amount of people to me. Now, it was late at night, and, you know, who knows how road weary I was. But very impressed with the amount of people who stuck it out. I know there would have been every reason in the world for most of those fans to pack it in and go home. It was so late, and they didn't start the race until it was supposed to have been over for a couple hours. I mean, it was an impressive showing by their fans. Even if, you know, the initial crowd wasn't going to be outstanding, it seemed like a ton of people stayed who showed up to begin with, and that's pretty cool to see, especially given that you know, they lost their title sponsor, and it was going to be a leaner crowd anyway, because Iowa Corn always brought a ton of people. You know, that's the, you see the loyalty of the ones that are left that were willing to stick it out.
Yeah, and talking with some of the people from the IndyCar series, they actually were pretty happy because tickets were, you mentioned the fact that, yeah, the Iowa Corn fell out as far as the sponsor, the title sponsor is concerned, but ticket sales were up a lot from last year. It's got to be a Saturday night race. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. And we talked about that last week, you know, going into the race, that start time, which... the Xfinity Series is going to suffer that fate this weekend, you know, starting middle of the afternoon. At least it's a Saturday night, not a Sunday night. But it's just an awkward time of day because, especially this time of year, it's so hot at that 2 to 3 o'clock hour that you've got to go to the race at that point. Maybe the whole race isn't sweltering, but it's just the hottest point of the day. And TV is king. TV is going to decide when it is and how it fits, and I get that because that's what pays the bills, but it's just, I wish that there was a little more common sense applied to all of it.
Joseph Newgarden got the victory. It was a great race. 200 passes total, mm-hmm. but Penske started 1, 2, 3, and Newgarden had the best car.
Absolutely. I mean, he's also been very, very good at Iowa. No matter who he's driven for, you know, he got a win for Ed Carpenter Racing, three or four years ago with a broken hand, I think is what it was. He was after a wreck a few weeks before. I was obviously there for that one. That one was probably more impressive just given the circumstances, but, you know, to have a dominant car like that and close the deal, you know, when his teammate Will Power, who had ridden second to him the whole race, you know, they had a rough pit stop at the end and compounded an issue. So it doesn't matter how dominant your car is, you have to close the deal, both as a driver and as a crew. And, you know, Power's mistake getting on a pit road really cost him a chance to fight for the win. You know, I was worried about the racing service coming into this race because the Xfinity race had been so one lane that I was worried the Indy cars weren't going to be able to run the bottom at all. And oddly enough, most of them were on the bottom. It was just an interesting seeing how different series competed at Iowa Speedway, and just remind you how awesome of a track and of a layout and of a competitive balance that the place offers.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Xfinity Series coming up this weekend. Before that, though, good news. Joey Gase announced yesterday is going to be in town tonight. He's going to be out of Hawkeye Downs with the Sport Mod, so that'll be fun tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always good when the local guys that are on the national level come home, and that class will get a little bit of a boost tonight. I know he really wants to win really, really badly, especially after coming in second in that 1,000 to win show to Tony Olsen. And I don't believe the Olsens will be there tonight. He probably wishes they were in his heart of hearts, because he's a racer, he's a competitor, and he wants to have another shot at Tony. But if Tony's not there, which is more than likely he won't be, Joey will have a little better shot to take home the win tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that plays out. Jeremiah Davis joining us, 3:28, here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. World of Outlaws before the big one tomorrow night. Tonight and tomorrow night over in Fairbury for the Prairie Dirt Classic. They were here on Wednesday night at the Big Half Mile in Davenport, and big crowd there. It was Berkey time. It looked good for Brian Burkhofer until the car broke, but he had the pole and had the lead until a couple laps into it.
You know, I tell you what, that guy, it's like he has his own cult following. Because when that design of that car was originally, done, I guess, it circulated Facebook and Twitter. And I saw a couple pictures, and there were even like comments that said that his wife said, no, he's not going to race, he's not into it anymore. And then here he is, you just see it come to the surface. And whenever he shows up, he's good for two or three, 1,000 people just by himself.
Yeah.
Because people want to see him race so bad. And just like in Farley, when he ran Farley earlier this year, it's very rare that he doesn't qualify well, whether it's in time trials or in his heat race. He can at least get himself situated into the race if his car is right. And from all accounts, like you just said, I mean, who knows on that half mile, if his car had stayed together, because Jimmy Owens was so fast.
Yeah.
The remainder of the race, who knows if he's able to hold him off, but you just wish he would have had a chance to race it out. Those open late models are touchy when it comes to that. And if nothing else, it was cool to even hear, I wasn't able to go. It's cool to even hear that he was running up front again, and at least in the hunt for even a short period of time.
Yeah, it was. And Jimmy Owens did get the victory, had set a new fast time, and really had a great car there at Davenport on Wednesday night. And then last night, Deary Brothers, or I guess two nights ago, mm-hmm. The Deary Brothers finally got a show in after a while.
Yeah.
So that was, first of all, check that box. That was good to see.
Absolutely. The first time I believe the series has ever been to Fayette County Speedway in West Union. And a first-time winner, Eric Pollard, he got the victory. Now, he had never been to the racetrack before, from what I understand. Eric had, in my time covering, in my previous job, covering the Deary Brothers Summer Series, Eric was almost always there. I would constantly see his car there, and I was a little frustrated with myself. I realized I'd never interviewed him. I don't believe I had ever really introduced myself to him before then, because he had always sort of been just one of the guys that was there. I don't mean that as an insult. I just mean that he wasn't winning. And so it's hard to seek out guys that aren't winning when you're trying to write a story that people want to read, right? And I'm a little ashamed of myself that I never went and introduced myself, because it's such a cool thing when a guy who you don't expect to win gets to victory lane, especially for the first time. And it just shows you that, the days of dominance of the Justin Kais and the Jeff Heikes, that's the exception, not the rule. because there's so many other guys out there, and it's so hard to win that when somebody like him does, like Pollard does, you have to appreciate it. And I just wish I had been there to see it myself.
Yeah, good to see a first-time winner, too. There's nothing like that. And night he'll remember for the rest of his life. So pretty cool stuff right there. We're getting into Knoxville now. 360 and then the Nationals week be coming up. So it gets hot and heavy this time of the year.
Absolutely. Oski challenges are coming up. It's when sprint cars invade Iowa. You get a whole lot of, especially, it's so fun to watch on social media because you see there's the group that is from here, right? And they know the deal. And then you see the guys that come in every year and are now used to it. You know, whether it's the Casey's, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention stores and stuff on the show, but hopefully I didn't make any of your sponsors mad. They said local convenience stores, pizza, beer, whatever, you know, all of the cliches that go with being an Iowan just get ramped up to 100 during these types of events because people come in and they're just immersed in our little redneck culture, for lack of a better term, and it's fun. It's so cool, and to cap it all off, some of the best racing you're going to see all year, especially in sprint cars, happens over the next 2 or 3 weeks, and it's right in our backyard.
Yep, it's going to be fun. Going to be fun. All right, man, we'll let you go out and enjoy some of it. Thanks for the time, as always, and keep up the great work on the inside track and whatnot.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Jeremiah Davis joining us here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 3:34, we're going to come back, and we're going to open up the text line for you out there at 319-366-1600 because we want to hear what you miss as far as sports items are concerned. We talked about die-cast cars. They're still around a little bit, but not like they used to be. Matchbox cars are still around.
They are.
But it's not like it used to be. Little different things right now. What'd you miss out there? We talked about the 1972 sticker book. I got a whole bunch of them written down here. I gave one away with the whole pajamas. The NFL pajamas. Yes, I had those.
You still don't have?
No. When I was a very young whippersnapper, the Kansas City Chief flannel. And by the way, flame retardant as well.
Uh-huh.
Pajamas. Very, very, very good to be safe out there. 3:35, we'll take a break. Come back, have more on the Friday edition of the Gym Class after this.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Your first place Minnesota Twins are on display at Target Field.
Byron makes the play with his back slamming into the padding in center.
While Jose Berrios continues to deal.
And the payoff pitch. He got him. Strike three called. Berrios, brilliant tonight.
The Twins play host to the Kansas City Royals over the Twins Hall of Fame weekend, August 2nd to the 4th. On Saturday, the first 10,000 fans receive a Joe Nathan Twins Hall of Fame bobblehead. Get your tickets today at twinsbaseball.com.
It is 3:36. We'll get to your phone calls and texts about our topic today in just a moment, but we have one final shot at your gift card for two free rounds of golf at either Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones. And we're going to go with caller number 6. You're going to pick that prize up right now. It's two free rounds of golf plus the use of a golf cart at the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. And thanks to all the folks at Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones for helping us out this week. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up that prize, and we'll come back, let you know who our winner is after this.
Today, business happens here. Here. And virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Avalanche AC refrigerant is on sale for $19.99. And because it's military month at Napa, every purchase of Avalanche AC refrigerant and other select products will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So support the troops and your ride and pick up Avalanche AC refrigerant for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31/19.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Congratulations to Scott in Cedar Rapids. He picks up the final gift card for two free rounds of golf and use of a golf cart at a City of Cedar Rapids golf course. And congratulations and thanks for listening. Do appreciate that. 319-366-1600. And before we get into our phone calls and our texts here, we got them already lined up and ready to go in response to our Friday topic of this week, which is, what do you miss? What sports items do you miss from the past? Congratulations to the Northland softball team, Mark, as they took home the state championship last night in Fort Dodge in Class 2A.
Quite a season, and most of that team coming back next year.
Very much so. Nine of them.
Yeah. Congratulations to the Lynx, and been successful in many other sports. Now softball.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. All right. What do you miss? And lead off with the first text we got in. I had a sneak peek of it, Mark, because I think this one is going to be checked off by many, many people out there.
7176, tearaway football jerseys. Remember Johnny Musso.
I remember the Billy Sims and Greg Pruitt, Mike Pruitt of the Cleveland Browns in Oklahoma, Earl Campbell, when he had to go to the, after two or three plays, he always had to go to the sidelines because of the tearaway jerseys. That was awesome. That was awesome to see. I remember that.
66-65, I miss going to the dime store to buy a pack of baseball football cards, and even though the gum was terrible, it made it fun, and we chewed it anyway. I can relate.
Inevitably, too.
That was cardboard, man.
Yeah.
The gum was cardboard.
Inevitably, too, the gum would always be next to the the best card in the entire pack. Am I right on that?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. You got the, you know, this prized rookie or whatever the case may be. And you, when you were 12, you didn't care.
No.
95% of the people out there didn't care whose card it was. You just got cards. And, you know, that was the thing. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Scott in Cedar Rapids on line one on this Friday afternoon. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Doing well. Hey, what I miss is the old RC Cola cans that had the baseball players' pictures on the back.
Ah.
I may still have one of those somewhere.
Yeah, and that probably dates me a little bit, but do miss having those.
Oh, it does not date you one bit. You're not talking about the 1972 NFL stickers to him.
Yeah, and while I got you on the line, I do hope that you enjoy your Gloria Bud Light.
Ah, Scott, thank you I was going to send you a nice little greeting, but since you're here on the phone, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, I most definitely hope you enjoyed that. Go Blues.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. Scott helped Alex and I out with the little Blues trinkets.
Along the same lines, sort of, and I don't know if anybody remembers this, but Wheaties used to have baseball cards on the back of the box.
Yep.
I still have a Yogi Berra one.
Do you?
I do. And you used to cut them out. They never were worth anything, I don't think.
Well, Yogi Berra one might.
I mean, you buy a box of cereal, and you try to eat it as fast as you can so you can cut out the baseball cards on the back. What was there? Maybe 6 or 9 on the back? Something like that?
I think there were, I want to say 6, but I'm not positive on that. 319-366-1600 on the text line and the phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Most of these, the genre is that you tried to eat, drink, or do whatever it was as quickly as you can so you could go get more.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball cards and football cards. Those were the number one things that I had listed here. Jeremiah talked about the old helmets and the shoulder pads. I mean, those helmets had the web shells on the inside. And
you slept in them?
Oh, no. You played in the backyard in those things.
Okay.
And your mother hoped to God you weren't going to hit somebody head-to-head with it because those things were not made to be to safety specifications. They weren't like the flame-retardant pajamas that you could buy for your favorite football team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was always bitterly upset as a child because the Chiefs stunk and sometimes for a lot of these things, they would only have 10 or 12 teams available, and it was never the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, man. Those were the days. 319-366-1600. And let's go to Chuck from Cedar Rapids, who wants to join in the conversation here at 344. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, guys. You remember the old Coke bottles, holiday time with Santa Claus on them? Get as a kid.
Yes, and I also remember they used to have the Coke bottles for one thing was the Iowa State game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Commemorative bottles.
Go ahead.
One
of your coworkers, Eric, and I used to get those all the time.
Okay.
As kids, so.
Yeah.
Let's bring them back.
Yeah. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. Let's go next to line 3 and bring in Gary in Cedar Rapids on this Friday. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, you guys remember the Coke bottle caps?
The bottle caps.
Yes. Yes.
You used to take the cork out of them, and they'd have a picture of a football player, and you would have they give you a big sheet, and you would glue them on to the sheet until you got them all. You could send them in, and they'd give you a football.
High quality, too, I bet.
Okay, I'm the same age as Mark. So how long ago it was.
No, we might have traded him, Gary. I don't know.
Yeah, you might have. But I always remember because the one I couldn't get, it always made me mad, was Mick Tinglehoff.
The center for the Vikings.
I find him, and I even had an advantage because my grandpa was the announcer at the Cedar Rapids ballpark, and I could see. You know, I had extra bottle caps that I could look through and find, you know, so I could fill out my sheet.
Oh, man.
Did you ever get a football, Gary?
What's it? Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
So.
Well, thanks, Gary.
Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
All right,
Gary. Somebody get
those were cool.
Somebody get Gary a Mick Tinglehoff bottle cap out there. Let's go to Mike in Cedar Rapids. He's got one sports one and one non-sports one. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, the non-sports one, one thing I just couldn't get enough of was, if you remember the old Armstrongs in the basement, they had that little deli, and you could get shakes and sundaes, and like on weekends, that was the prize after playing a good game or even a bad game was going down there.
Absolutely, or a trip through Woolworths, right?
Yes, Woolworths was up there too.
Yeah.
How about the sports one?
The sports one was everybody's favorite, Cracker Jacks. Although I do have one thing I'm going to say in here from the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking collectibles. Remember the 7-Up Bicentennial Collection?
Hmm.
They had 7-Up cans, one for each state.
Oh, I do.
Got them all.
Yes.
It made the country on one side, and it had like a flag on the other side if you could complete it.
I do remember that now that I think about it. I didn't have all 50.
Those are great they're great marketing ideas. Why don't people do it now? Why don't companies do it now? Maybe they do.
We're helping the economy here today as well. Mike, appreciate the call.
Yep, not a problem.
319-366-1600. We got any more texts before we get to Tim here?
We do. 6429. I wish they could somehow revive the Superstars. I love that show on Sunday afternoons.
They tried to do Battle of the Network Stars, but they kind of messed it up. So maybe it's well enough to leave the Superstars alone. They're never going to do that again because of the contracts and fear of getting hurt and whatnot. But it was a great show.
86-83, I miss when stock car racing was stock car racing.
Amen.
One of our texters is on the line, but 76-96, I miss the old Sears NFL long sleeve jerseys. Mine was a Roger Staubach number 12. Go Cowboys.
Let's go to Cyclone Tim.
About the Cowboys.
In the news today. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
You guys were bringing up the Network Stars. There was nothing more fantastic than watch that tug of war between the Steelers and Vikings. That was as close to death as I've ever seen guys get, I think. Anyway, the thing I thought about was, and you don't see them around as much anymore, those little plastic football helmets, usually crane games, and I kept trying back in the day to get a Vikings helmet, and I apologize to Duke, because I kept getting a Bears one. I bet I had a dozen Bears helmets. Like, how can I not get a Vikings helmet? They were in there. I saw them. I just couldn't get them. So,
I do remember those.
Didn't you used to get a scoop of ice cream in a football helmet?
That was baseball.
Oh, it was baseball.
I think you could probably do the football, too.
I remember that. I don't remember football getting that, but you got that with baseball.
Okay. All right.
The baseball scoop and well, you get together with Gary, and you can find a Viking helmet, and he can find that Mick Tinglehoff bottle cap, and you guys will both be happy.
I'll bring it up to him and see what he says. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tim. 319-366-1600. As we talk about things from sports, things, items from the past that
anything, you miss. Anything sports, and we talked about the Superstars on TV. I miss Wide World of Sports.
It's still there, but not in the form.
Jim McKay.
Right.
Yeah.
The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Da 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 da.
Stratomatic.
I was going to say that.
They still make it.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Not just for baseball, but man, that was a cool game. Keep stats and roll the dice. And
you and your friends would get together. Stratomatic baseball, then kind of went into Pursue the Pennant baseball, which was a terrific game. Yes, it involved dice and whatnot, but you also involved strategy. You kind of were playing a manager because the dice rolls were based on what you wanted to do. So it was a great combination of things, and it was a great thing to do when it was raining out. What have you. Yeah, you'd have leagues. You'd have all your friends together. Yeah. Sometimes dice would fly.
Poor Kyle on the other side of the glass, our producer, looking at us like, what the hell are those guys talking about?
We'll bring that in and we'll play. We'll play. All right.
Do you remember the old electric football game?
I have one.
You do?
I still have it.
You plug it in, and these players go just like willy nilly.
You spend 8 hours setting up this intricate play, and then you turn it on, and they
they vibrate, and they just go everywhere. Yeah,
quarterback was supposed to throw, never worked, but it was 8 hours of great entertainment. Hi, Kyle.
Good afternoon, fellas. Give me a little bit more credit, though. By the way, I've heard of a lot of these things. I learned about them in school as, how have we gotten to where we
history
are?
History class.
Exactly. It was a sports history class is what it was called.
How about, do you remember, have you ever seen electric football?
I'm not super familiar with the one that you were just describing, but I'm familiar with Stratomatic. That's what... came in here. Yeah.
Good.
We had a big unit hunting Stratomatic, and how much that started, how revolutionary that was.
I think it was just baseball back in the day, but now it's football and hockey. And
oh, yeah. They have the whole nine yards covered.
Yeah, that was a big piece of technology, actually.
I'll bring up a picture of electric football for you.
That sounded... So you would spend all the time setting it up, and then it wouldn't work.
It so didn't work.
Oh, it would work, but they'd go, then you'd have two guys that would lock arms and they'd go around in circles.
Oh my, I'm telling you, if I spent that much time on a game nowadays and it just for it to just not work, I would throw it out the window. So I'd never touch it again.
There's a forerunner of Madden. Madden's
this
much
was
better.
Our Madden. All right. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and have more of your texts and phone calls at 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And put that reward to good use. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just gotta eat, am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh. Oh man, try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
All right, let's pull up over here and drop a line. Are your feet wet? My feet are wet. Here's the drain plug. You put the plug in the drain, right? It's on the dock.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor. Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
3:56, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Jeff Downing is here to be our producer when Kyle moves in here. And you had a great one.
Well, yeah, I've still got a couple of 3D cards from Wonder Bread. Billy Kilmer, quarterback for the Redskins, and Deacon Jones for the Rams.
You move them different ways, and it was a different,
It was still a different pose.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure if you mentioned one that's been around a long time. Still around today is Nerf. Nerf hoop. Put it in the kitchen.
Nerf hoop.
Yeah.
We had that in college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those games got a little out of control sometimes.
I can relate.
I still have the Nerf hoop free throw record, by the way.
We have, out of my mom's house, we still have blood on the ceiling in the kitchen. That's a few years old from a few scraping of the knuckles.
And you didn't stop the game, did you?
No.
The game went on. It was good to go down memory lane here a little bit. Some more texts out there, Mark, to get to before we close up shop.
Checking
here
the today. Line, yes. I'm going to say one last one on my list, and that's the old-fashioned doubleheader in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah. And there was talk at one time to have the doubleheaders return in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Scheduled doubleheaders.
Not a day-night, because I'm not apt to stick around for 12 hours. But
back-to-back games.
29-68, Rock'em Sock'em Boxing.
Rock'em Sock'em. How about Super Toe? Remember him?
I don't.
The guy that you, the big plastic kicker that you bang on the head and the leg would go and you try to kick field goals.
Yeah, I know a Bears kicker I'd like to slap on the top of the head last year. So 77-63, how about baseball pinball?
That was good too. I will close out my list with the mic drop of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is twice in a row I get to say this, 2 days in a row. Jarts!
I still have a set.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I think
my grandkids love it.
I think ours is gone. Don't say that too loud, Mark, because somebody might be after you if you're playing jarts in your backyard. You either know what jarts are or you do not know what jarts are, otherwise known as lawn darts, jarts,
yeah,
what have you. Now highly illegal. Not illegal, but highly...
not recommended by mothers in America or fathers.
We didn't get hurt.
Oh, gosh, no.
No. We made it through. Well, that was good. Thanks for all the interaction. Do appreciate it out there. And see if we can come up with a couple more before football season as far as our Friday topics are
concerned.
Yeah,
if you ever have a suggestion for a topic, give us a text or a call.
Please do.
Be glad to consider it, as we did Scott Reed's today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I had fun with that out there. All right, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM. It will be Alex and Kyle sitting in here today. Twins and the White Sox coming up at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Red Sox Yankees through the weekend. We got the IndyCar race coming up on Sunday as well. So everybody have a very fine weekend out there. You have a fine weekend.
You as well.
I will. We got big plans coming up for the weekend, so looking forward to that going off tomorrow. All right. For Mark, for Kyle, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. You've been listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM.